Good afternoon. It's March 16th. It's about 1:37. With us is Senator Kelly, Senator Schauer, Senator Wilikowski, and Chair Senator Coghill. We were going to bring up two issues today, but it remains that we'll only do one. The trust bill, which I had hoped to bring up, we have dueling opinions that we're trying to find an answer to. It's a little bit more of an arcane piece of law, and Senator Wilikowski is working on some things. Senator Schauer is working on some things. Hopefully we'll get that brought before us next week again. So my apologies. But right now we're going to bring up the Senate Bill 109, and we have a committee substitute. But before we go into that, I want you to know that for Senate Bill 109, we have people online for questions. We got Carol Beecher, who's the Director of Alaska Child Support Services, Hillary Martin, who drafted this at the Legal Services, or Ledge Legal, and then Brandon Spanoff, who's the Director, Deputy Director, I'm sorry, Department of Revenue Tax Division. Senate Bill 109 deals with background investigation checks. If you'll remember correctly, it was brought to us because of changes of the FBI rules, and it creates a new section on handling tax information and background checks that have to go with it. But we do have a CS in front of us, and Senator Kelly, I would ask you to make a motion that we bring the CS for Senate Bill 109 before us, and I'll object so that we can show what that new CS brings to us.
And that's version Delta?
Delta, yes.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I would move CS for Senate Bill 109 Judiciary as the working document for this committee. That's version 300-GS1938/Delta.
Thank you. And I'll object so that we can have Jordan Schilling actually go through what those changes were. Remember, the main reason was the effective date that we talked about here in committee, but it was also drafted by the Department of Law. This is drafted by our own drafter and therefore came up with a few changes. So what we have is my staff for the committee aide, Jordan Schilling. So Jordan, why don't you go ahead and explain the changes to us.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Jordan Schilling, staff to Senator Coghill. That's correct. The committee ordered a committee substitute to simply update the effective date to a 2018 effective date rather than a 2017 effective date as it was originally drafted. In the process, legislative legal, this being a governor's bill, had not had a chance to ensure that the bill as written conformed to the legislative manual of drafting, so they've made some technical changes, and accompanying the CS is a memo describing the changes, and I'll just run through that briefly, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
The first change that's technical is that the paragraphs in section 1262-400C, that's the first section of the bill, were reordered to be in alphabetical order, and the definition of agency was revised to refer to the definition in section 3990-290. Also, throughout the bill, current or prospective was removed from the definition of contractor, as that definition already includes current contractors and applicants for a contract. Section 3 of the bill was rewritten to create a new article. The definition in Section 3 of the bill was moved into its own section. And then finally, the purpose of the CS, the effective date, was changed to July 1st, 2018. We have Hillary Martin on the phone if there are any questions.
So any questions on the changes? I think I'll have the administration, Genevieve is here, and she can explain to us how they feel about this, and we'll move forward from there. And any questions? Genevieve.
Thank you, Chair. Genevieve Watusik, Legislative Liaison for Department of Revenue, and we are happy with all of these changes and appreciate your help.
All right. Was there any questions for the administration at this point, Genevieve? Senator Wilikowski?
I don't know if you've testified, but I assume you support this version. The administration's okay.
Through the chair, we do.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Other questions? It's going to be an easy day. So with that, maybe I can get Senator Kelly to bring this for a motion to pass out of committee, and we'll go from there.
Mr. Chairman, I move CS for Senate Bill number 109, the backslash D version, dated 3/8/18, from committee with individual recommendations. And
before we take that motion seriously, did I remove my objection? So I will remove my objection so that motion can stand.
Okay.
My apologies to the recorder. Is there any objection to moving the bill from committee then, now that this motion stands? I'd like the record to reflect that Senator Costello has joined us. Senator Costello, we've just had a motion to move the CS bill, the CS for Senate Bill 109. It was brought up as a CS, and it was the effective date and a couple other administrative changes. The administration has approved of it. The vote, motion has been made, but we have not heard any objection. Do you want to object so you can hear anything?
No, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any further thoughts, objections? Seeing none, with no objections, then CS for Senate Bill 109, Judiciary, will move from committee with individual recommendations. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was all that we had for us to do in front of committee. I'll just remind you that Monday we're going to bring up the Senate Bill 122, which is the Office of Children's Services Citizen Review Panel, the House Bill 312, which is a Crimes Against Medical Professionals, will come up. I wanted to make sure that if there was any amendments or any issues, I'd like to bring that forward. And then brand new, we'll bring a governor's bill on establishing correctional industry program before this committee. Midweek next week, we'll bring up one of the more contentious bill, not contentious, it's been a tougher one to look at, Senate Bill 150. We'll also talk about access to marijuana convictions. And then the DNR disclosure confidentiality under Senate Bill 175. So we'll have a pretty busy week next week. And my intention is to bring the trust bill up if we can get clarity on how we would deal with the amendments. All right. Please stand by and sign on to the document so that we can pass it on to the Senate Secretary. With that, any other thing that you want to bring before the committee? We're adjourned.